This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of what's going on in the News Talk radio business, News Talk television business, News Talk, you name it. There's a lot of News Talk on social media. So the folks at Talkers Magazine put all of the work into coming up with the stories, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people list. And Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through those lists and some of the ancillary conversations about talk radio hosts and the issues themselves. So, Michael.
Is that what we do?
Welcome. Yes. Well, I don't know. Well, that's what I think you do. You could tell this differently if you would like to straighten me out. You do often straighten me out. And it's good. I need somebody to straighten me out.
I am the straightener.
Yes.
Hey, well, here
person.
Are the 10 stories that got lots of tongue wagging on the airwaves of News Talk Radio and radio stations just like the one that's carrying this conversation. At number 10, we have the cancellation of the comic strip Dilbert. And we have a tied at number 10, severe weather. At number 9, the Dominion Fox News lawsuit. At number 8, Lightfoot loses in Chicago. At number 7, the 2024 GOP race. And that's tied with a whole bunch of stories that come under the umbrella of DeSantis versus wokeness. At number 6, the Garland Senate testimony. At number 5, Trump legal battles. And that's tied with the January 6 video controversy. And that ties back to Tucker Carlson and Fox. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States student debt relief arguments. The COVID lab leak theory is at 3. U.S.-China relations at 2. And number 1 is the Russia-Ukraine war, back at the top of the heap. The people on the survey, Scott Adams at 10. He's the Dilbert guy. At number 9, Rupert Murdoch. He's the Fox guy. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. She's the Chicago guy. At number 7, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. They're the GOP guys. Merrick Garland at 6. Kevin McCarthy and Tucker Carlson at number 5 with their little deal. Number 4 is Donald Trump. You've heard of him. Number 3 is Dr. Tony Fauci. Vladimir Putin is 2, and Joe Biden's 1, and there's a pile of stuff.
A pile of stuff. Okay,
pile
so,
stuff.
Yeah, there are any number of directions we can go in here. I was just, DeSantis has come up with a definition or a new meaning. He's taken W-O-K-E. And come up with something new. His crusade, as his aides, they say, it's a crusade against wokeness. Do you feel like you know, and others that you know who work with you, who are maybe your age, my age, know what it is to be woke?
Well, I mean, you know, the term has a long history of, you know, being the opposite of being asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
yes, I'm awake. We woke you up. Yes.
What is your political position? I'm woke. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you ask,
the
if you ask me if I know anything about the word woke, it has a long history, but its present usage is somebody, I guess, who is hyper liberal. And wants to change the world so that nobody is ever unhappy or offended.
The general belief is that it is supposed to straighten out systemic injustices in our country.
That's a very good definition of the way it is being played out.
Others think it's progressive activism. I think, was it last week you and I talked about the real meaning of the word conservative and liberal, and how they don't really apply at all.
Yeah, we touched upon that.
Yeah, to the parties. But and I said progressivism is more, and from my point of view, the more left term. And I don't really know what I just say. Right.
It's all relative to the times. I mean, for example, progressive now was associated with Democrats and liberalism. 100 years ago, progressivism was associated with Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
And what he did then would be considered in many ways to be conservative by today's standards, although he was an environmentalist.
Yeah.
Quite often, positions that aren't inherently political, but are temporarily political, take on titles in different eras that are the opposite of what they once were.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Republicans today, their problems are in terms of their position on civil rights. If the Republicans back in the day were the party that freed the slaves, there's Teddy Roosevelt, as I mentioned, stood for something that the title then doesn't mean the same as now. So you got to really be aware of history, and you can't take these labels too seriously because they're very fluid.
Well, they're political and they're used to get to a political end. I think more than anything else, don't you? Isn't that kind of what comes out of these discussions?
Absolutely. Yeah. So wokeness, as it regards to DeSantis, if you study it carefully, DeSantis is basing his pre-presidential platform on culture wars issues, not on policy, not on nuts and bolts, nitty-gritty policy, but more attitudes, and that's what he has been doing. Anti-wokeness means he's against people that want to be righteously righteous indignation.
Yes,
he's against righteous indignation.
Well, there is a lot of that, certainly, and you hear number 8 this week, Lori Lightfoot losing in Chicago. There are a lot of people who are blasting the electorate because they think that she got unelected because she's black.
How'd she get elected?
Because she's black.
It's like the reason she got unelected is because more people voted against her than voted for her. It's like, sometimes the answer is just obvious.
Well, but how is it that he gets played because we don't really know, the woke thing to think about her losing is that she lost because she's black, not because she's incompetent.
She lost because crime has gotten worse under her.
Right.
Under her.
Terrible.
People have the feeling that type of woke mayor is making cities unlivable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run a gigantic city in America and be concerned about everybody's feelings.
No, you've got to be concerned about the people who need help more than it is the people.
You've got to be concerned about the good citizens that need protection. You open yourself up with, when you say need help, who are we helping? You got to help the people that deserve protection. The purpose of the government is to protect property.
No, it isn't. The job of the government, it seems now, if you look at Joe Biden's number one on the people list, look at all the things that were done this past week that have nothing to do with the general population. Combining him being number one with his Supreme Court review, number 4, the student debt relief arguments. And then there's a proposal that surfaced at the end of the week for the government to pay, if we're going to have the chip manufacturers open up here in America, there are a lot of husbands and wives who are working, and in order for us to be successful in countering the Chinese chip market, we have to have child care for the people that are working in the chip business. So there's a new bill that has been floated, suggestion from the Biden administration, that we provide child care for all the people that are going to be working in this new chip business. So what's next after that? If you're a truck driver, you and your wife are on the road and the kids are at home, we better have child care for them.
Actually, the answer is it shouldn't be related to any industry. We need to have better child care in America. And better.
But is it my responsibility to take care of your child?
It's not your responsibility, but it is your concern.
I am concerned about it, but I'm also being taxed to provide those services, and I don't know that if we look back at the...
I see what you're saying. Well, no, yeah. you're, it is not necessarily the taxpayers' burden to make every industry that's out of whack, underdeveloped, or non-existent to suddenly be there. There's no reason why to have affordable child care in America, we have to put the burden on taxpayers. No, why can't we just figure out a way to have that industry have an opportunity to serve people in a better way? The industry's out of whack with the law of supply and demand. There's a big demand for child care right now, but people can't afford the going rates. That's
the
problem.
You and I both live in Massachusetts. There is a new, we have a new governor, and the new governor has proposed the same kind of tax that Joe Biden did. We'll get the millionaires, get those rich guys. And so there is a proposal that's called the Millionaire Plus Moneymaker Tax. And so what they're going to use that money for, they figure they're going to collect $1 billion in new tax revenue in the upcoming fiscal year. And what they're going to do with the tax money, this is, you know, we've long been called Taxachusetts. This is a 4% surcharge on every dollar earned over $1 million. So for every dollar you make over $1 million, let's say you make $2 million, you'll pay $250,000 in taxes to the state so that they can improve the education system in the state and we can improve transportation in the state. Okay, I get that. I guess we've all agreed, have we? You and I agree, and does everybody else listening to this program agree that tax dollars should be spent on education? And if that's the case, are you satisfied with the way the money is being spent on education? Or the dollars that are being thrown into it showing some good results?
Mm-hmm.
And the same with transportation. How many, have you ridden on a train lately? I have.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty?
I have.
Smelly? I'm talking about the MBTA, the state-run system. So we're going to have more money taken from, and this is just an example. It's happening all over the country where the solution to fixing the problems is to get more money to throw at the problems. Is that how you want your money spent? I guess that's the question here, which we may answer, we may not. It's 18 after the hour.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337. You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I finally noticed right now. Good day, program 23 after the hour. Time for us to hit celebrity news. My notice of intent is we're not going to talk about just one item in this next few minutes, but two. And we'll start with Adele right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
So we can love each other for free.
One of the new Adele songs.
Everybody wants some.
Rumor has it that Adele signs wedding dresses. She gave a couple of lucky fans a wedding gift to remember. She's doing her Las Vegas residency. So she was out and about over the weekend. She autographed a bride's gown mid-show.
Yeah.
That's
apparently
cute.
She's done stuff like this a lot. There's a lot of artist and audience interaction. And it's yeah. Vegas, so how many
right,
people
exactly.
Are
they just got married.
Weddings.
She's looking out in the audience. She sees these two. Did you just get married, she says? And so this is all over the place. You got married today? Congratulations. So she went up to the pair while she was singing When We Were Young, which is the groom pulled out a marker for her to autograph his new bride's dress. And so there it is, Weekends with Adele. The clip of the moment on Instagram. My world is made of love and my life and my man and all this other stuff. And now we've got Adele singing at our wedding. How about that? So that's cute. Nice. Groom shared his excitement on Instagram. Yeah, I do too. I think she's cool. Good stuff. All right, Chris Rock is getting some attention as we get close to the Oscars next weekend. Of course, everybody, all the news media is so predictable. All they want to do is regurgitate what happened last year when Chris Rock was slapped around by Will Smith. So he has not addressed this at all. He apparently decided to make some money, so he's doing a Netflix story, a Netflix special, and in it...
It's his comedy special that aired, and he tackles it. He makes a little joke at the beginning, but then, of course, he waits for the end to really go into it, and he also discussed... Oh, and one of the things he said, that he still feels that slap, and anybody who says words don't... or words hurt more than anything else, he's like, I haven't actually been slapped before. And... he also addressed that the slap wasn't even about him. It's about whatever's going on in Will Smith's life and whatever's going on with his relationship and his marriage. And then he went on to the Royals. He had some stuff about that, discussed wokeness, discussed selective triggering, where somebody gets in trouble for doing something, and then somebody else does the exact same thing, and it's like people barely bat an eyelash.
Right.
Selective outrage, that's what he called it.
Yeah. Right, well, there's plenty of that around. Certainly, it does. It depends on that's a people thing. If you like the person, you give them a passage. Like if Trump says something dumb and you like Trump, okay, well, we like Trump. Don't worry about it. But somebody else says, a Democrat says the same thing. Ah, look at that guy. Right, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Okay, so the Oscars are this weekend. Stand by. 28 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two South Carolina families have identified the four U.S. citizens who were assaulted and kidnapped by gunmen in Mexico on Friday in what U.S. officials say was a case of mistaken identity. The incident highlights the ongoing violence in some Mexican cities. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says the cartels now run Mexico and the government has lost control.
Well, they are terrorists. I think there's another hostage, and that's the Mexican government, pretty close at this stage to a failed narco state. They can use violence and oceans of cash to corrupt the government. The government has no will, and it doesn't have the ability to deal with the cartels.
Ukraine has demanded the International Criminal Court, or ICC, investigate grisly footage circulating on social media, allegedly showing Russian forces killing a Ukrainian prisoner of war with a series of blasts from assault weapons. Lance Pry, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. So is Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. We put together the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, so those of you who love the format, listening on stations all across the country, can get a bird's eye view of what's going on in the industry through the research done at Talkers Magazine. The stories, there are 10 of them. People list, there are 10 of those. These are the charts we're discussing for the week of February the 27th to the 3rd of March as we march towards spring. We were talking about Tucker Carlson and what Jennifer Horn has said. The ancillary accompanying piece to this is what I call the Talk Radio Review, where we have hosts like Jennifer Horn on to talk from her point of view or their point of view what the issues are of the week. And so Tucker Carlson, she thinks, is more important to the Republican Party at the moment than Donald Trump. And I quizzed her on that because I remember when Carlson was just starting, he could hardly tie his shoes, never mind find his way across the studio and come out with a program. And he wondered what Roger Ailes saw in him. Remember when he used to, it was a kid, he wore bow ties and he was trying to be different. And that's why he he said to me once, I said, why do you wear those bow ties? He says, oh, I'm just trying to be different. And so, okay, under the circumstances, I guess he is. So, but does that play into what you were just saying about the realities of the
news media or talk media or whatever, finding an audience, playing the music that they want to hear. Is that kind of...
That's what it comes down to, yeah. But as far as Tucker Carlson, per Jennifer Horn's observation, being the most important person to the Republican Party, that's highly questionable.
Okay.
He certainly, it certainly is, it comes of the point that the media is consequential, that the media is influential, and the media plays a role as an operational arm of the political parties. And it's not just on the right, it's on the left as well. They cherry-pick their stories on MSNBC. There is a consciousness at the Washington Post and the New York Times not to offend their liberal readers.
Mm-hmm.
This is what goes on in the media. As far as importance, though, the Daily Dance of Affirmation that I mentioned before indicates that when you choose to go that course... To appeal to a certain listener or readership or viewership and tell them what they want to hear and fear their anger and pushback if you say something that isn't exactly what they want to hear, I don't know how important you are at all. Mm-hmm. You become a slave to the core.
Right.
And when you become a slave to the core, you're on the road to, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You're on the road to ruination. Because your core will eat you up alive and then spit you out. And that's the issue.
So those are known as P1s often when it comes to radio lingo. The P1 is the person that listens to you most regularly, is your biggest fan, that sort of thing. So if you desert what they think is important, then you're no longer a P1 to them. In essence,
when you only talk to the P1s and you don't think about the P2s and 3s and 4s, you will eventually have a smaller,
very small audience. Yep. And you point that out in the article. Okay, so now let's talk about a couple of different hosts and the way this information coming from San Francisco about the missing radio host. I admit to his name is Jeffrey Vandergrift. He's been missing this week. His wife says she doesn't believe that he'll ever return. And so when you look at that on the surface, you think, okay, why is this on-air personality? Is this a stunt? Is he doing it because he wants to get attention? The media will focus on him, and therefore more people will listen to him on the radio? And is that the case, or is this something? And I find it interesting that even the news media in San Francisco is taking this out of what would normally be a missing person sort of thing, because the guy's a radio personality. He's been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and he's had struggles that he's talked about on the air. His life has been miserable. His health has been miserable. And basically, I guess he said on the air, at one point, he just wanted to end it all. So is that what's happening? And his fans on the radio are going out in search parties trying to find the guy. So obviously he has significance to the people in
San
Francisco.
And the first one who finds him wins an all-expense-paid vacation.
to San Francisco.
It reminds me of one of those old radio poems.
Yeah.
The missing treasure. Every day at this time we'll give you a hint.
Mm-hmm. But it is.
I don't know whether it's a stunt or not. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, it is. So you also point out in Talkers this week that a talk radio host named Mark Kay is selling, this is part of the promotion of being an air personality. You don't just talk about stuff. Here's this guy that designed a pad, a notepad, to look like something that would be only on the president's desk and on people who are in charge of government in Washington. Top secret.
Yeah, it's a novelty.
Yeah. It's something to talk about, though, right?
It's a tchotchke. It's a promotional item. I mean, radio broadcasters have been putting out promotional items since the beginning of radio.
Right.
And it's a promotional item. It's a notepad. It's mock. There's nothing about it that you would believe it. And it's a Biden top secret notepad.
Right.
and it reflects, of course, Marquez's partisanship.
Right.
That part of his entertainment and promotional shtick is to make fun of Biden.
Mm-hmm.
That's common practice,
right.
And it's true to the long tradition of radio personalities having T-shirts and hats and and mugs and all kinds of things.
Do those things really work? You've been a promoter, you've been a radio programmer, you've been in music business, talk business. This is something, you point out something that a lot of people have taken advantage of. At one point in time in my career, because I own my own program in the production company, so I decided to do some of that stuff. How do you measure whether it does any good or not?
Well, it does work if it's part of a bigger, package of, X factor that makes a radio station or any kind of program or personality popular. It's not going to work in a vacuum. I mean, back in New York when I was growing up as a kid, WMCA, which was a top 40 station, they had a thing called the WMCA Good Guy sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And it was a smiley face, and it said WMCA Good Guy, and it was a yellow shirt, and it became one of the biggest status symbols that any kid could have.
Right.
And you'd win it, call in now and you'll get a WMCA Good Guy sweatshirt. These things are still, people hoard them 50 years later. There are many promotional items that have gone on to become collectibles because they were such a part of the culture of the radio station or the radio personality. So do I think they work properly done? Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of fun, actually, the way you put it. I was actually a host on WMCA back in the 80s.
Yeah, that was
after
it was
went
no
talk.
Longer music. Right?
Yeah, it was no longer music, but the people that were on WMCA were... They were the gurus when things got started, and then they all went over to WABC, I think, at one point, which is what one of the other great things that happens. Now, let's talk a little from the inside perspective for a minute about talk hosts who work. Let's say a market has two talk radio stations in it, and there's a group of people on one station that's very popular, and then all of a sudden... One of them goes to the other station, and then another one goes. And so do you want to tell people behind the scenes how that happens? How is it? It seems rather interesting and sometimes intriguing, whether it really is or not, remains to be seen because it's part of business. But it is kind of fun when you see people migrating from one station to another in the same market.
Now, that's something that really is a thing of the past.
It doesn't
happen that much anymore because they're owned by the same companies.
Yeah,
there are very few situations where you actually have two competing stations owned by different companies that are basically doing the same format and having the personalities, play both sides of the street. Nowadays, one of the problems facing personalities in the radio business is that you don't have that leverage. If you lose your job or you anger management, you have no place to go. There's no competitor across the street. That's a different company. A lot of people don't realize that in America today, in the highly consolidated corporate culture in which we live, products, not just radio, products that we think are competing against each other actually are owned by the same corporation.
Same company, yeah.
And a case could be made that the products known as the Republican and the Democratic parties are also supported by the same companies.
Well, in fact...
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, look at the drug companies and the health companies. And,
right.
Yeah,
they own both parties.
The same people, exactly. It's the same people. So then, do you think really behind the scenes, if we go back to politics, that there are many people who are Democrats who are just there, the Republicans become Democrats to help the Republicans? Or maybe behind the scenes...
I don't think the Republicans becoming Democrats and Democrats becoming Republicans is enough of an issue to have any consequence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that a lot,
you see it once in a while.
Gabbard, whatever her name is, she became an independent or...
Mm-hmm.
Cinema. That's for the most part, if you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you're a Republican.
All right, so I just saw something that caught my eye that I wanted. This is perfect for you, frankly, as the observer, as we are talking about, we have a thread going on here of how things that we, positions we take, how they're used, where they go, who's paying attention. One of the talk, I'm not going to mention this guy's name, he's a producer and a program director, says to his talk show people, they should be provocative and not logical in the way they present arguments and issues. Be provocative, not logical. That's a stunning statement, actually.
It's embarrassing.
Be provocative, so don't...
Well, but it's entertainment, and are we there to entertain? I mean, I get what the guy's saying.
Aren't we there to entertain? What is your definition of entertain?
I get people's attention and keep it. That's my definition.
Then people who are interested in science, people who are interested in intelligent, logical analysis, that's entertaining to them. The idea that entertain means to not be logical, and that entertainment is completely separated from information, these are very, very naive notions. I know you don't subscribe to them in practice. You just...
I don't, but I think I'm being a provocateur myself here, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
I just want people to understand that neither you nor I believe that entertainment comes under one heading and information comes under another.
Well, it used to. Infotainment, remember?
Yeah, but all media it strives to entertain. What's the other side of that? Boredom. No, we want to be boring here. We don't want to entertain. We want to be boring.
Mm-hmm. And then, if I may say so, and my own approach to this, there's so much in real life that's going on that is entertaining in the sense of capturing.
But here's the answer. Here's the answer. I'm going to give you a pearl here.
Thank you.
The fact of the matter is when you endeavor to deceive, whether it's through entertainment or through serious news, if you are trying to deceive your audience, then you're on the wrong side of the line. If you're entertaining and they're in on the joke, and it's clear that you're being a yahoo, that's fine. But if you're playing the role of some type of an important sage and a commentator under entertainment, and you're pushing a thought that is not true and bad for the audience, then you're deceiving. And that's no good. That's a lie.
There it is. Word to the wise. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When the night, Benny King,
has come,
Stand By Me,
and the land is dark.
60s on Sirius XM. Benny King was one of the, I think, 3 or 4 lead singers for the Drifters. He had a great career. This is not, we're not celebrating Benny King as much as we're celebrating the movie Stand By Me, which is on Chucker's mind this morning. All right, Chucker, what do we have?
Today's actually Rob Reiner's birthday, who directed Stand By Me. 76 years old. Listen, Stand By Me, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, An American President, which I love that movie with Michael Douglas.
Great, yep. With you on
he's
that.
Made a lot of good, really good, solid films.
Yep.
Rob Reiner obviously started as Mike Stivic, Meathead on All in the Family back in January 12, 1971, first airing of All in the Family. Show air ended August 8, 1979. His character is actually written out of the show. Very strange writing what they did with his character on that show, but pretty. Really solid career by Rob Reiner. Yeah. Happy.
All right, so Chucker and I had dinner on Saturday night. As usual, when I'm driving through that part of Pennsylvania, I call Chucker to see if he's around. He was working at his ice cream shop, which he has on the main street in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. What a neat little town, neat place. I always loved Chucker's company. So I splurged, Jay. I bought him a piece of pizza, and he didn't even finish the pizza. I had a little, like
one slice?
One slice.
I had it before, but I got to be honest, it was very nice seeing you again. When you walked into my ice cream parlor on my TV, I had Batman Begins on, so I was ready to go.
Well, I was watching a little bit of it. I've not seen any of the Batman movies, you know, from start to finish. I saw the George
Clooney. Well, I lost my appetite.
That could be it. That's it. Okay.
I can't relate to that. Okay.
I understand. All right, weekend box office totals, I'm guessing that they went as expected, yes?
Yeah, I mean, Creed 3 was tracking around a $40 million opening weekend. Blew past its tracking number. Did $58.6 million in its opening frame, over $100 million worldwide. It's Michael B. Jordan's directorial debut. I went to see it on Friday night with my wife and daughter. We all liked it. I thought it was definitely the darkest installment in the overall Rocky canon, but it had a really good villain in Jonathan Majors. Very complex, interesting character. The one thing I will say, the one caveat which I had an issue with the movie, is that it has a massive, in my opinion, massive perplexing plot hole in the script. How they get Jonathan Majors' character to fight for the championship so quickly after his character gets out of jail after an 18-year stint. I just sat in his chair, sort of shaking my head a little, because it made no sense, but they went with it. But the acting was good. Tessa Thompson, who plays his wife, is awesome in this franchise. He's really good. Overall, I thought the movie delivered for the most part. I give it like a 7.8 out of 10. I think it's well worth seeing. But that is a really good opening weekend number here domestically, 58.6 million.
All right, what about the new Jason Stratham, an actioner? Looks like typical bill of fare for him. Didn't that open the
weekend,
too?
Yeah, that movie itself, I think, was in sort of bankruptcy limbo by its original distributor. So it just got distributed. Didn't have much of a marketing campaign, and it only did 3.7 million. It's called
Word of Mouth will be good on something like that. Interesting, yeah. It was directed by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah,
you know how Jason Stratham got into acting,
yeah, and
right?
They have a long history. And listen, the guy's got an amazing screen presence. I'm certainly a fan. His work does very well in the afterlife of streaming and DVD and Blu-ray.
Right.
Other big story: Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, 12.4, dropping another 61% week to week, and week in number three, 186 million. Clearly, word of mouth is not what they wanted. It Marvel will survive. Right. It has a few good merits, and overall, I thought the movie was disappointing, but they'll survive. Cocaine Bear plays third, 11 million, 41 million in 2 weeks. That's a really good number. Somebody told me post COVID a movie called Cocaine Bear would do very well. I probably wouldn't have believed it, but good. Glad it is.
Exactly. Chris Rock is talking about last year. Can they let this go?
I saw that. He did a live Netflix special, right?
Right.
Or HBO Max. I think it was HBO Max. He took a massive shot at Will Smith, and I got to be honest with you, that's probably not good for Will Smith. That this keeps going. It's not good for his career.
He says, "I love Will Smith my whole life. I've rooted for Will Smith my whole life. Now I watch Emancipation just to see him get whooped." That's not.
Maybe a big hug would be in order here.
Yeah. Time to forgive and move on. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.